The Austin Chamber of Commerce is not commenting on what the new law means for local businesses, but that doesn't mean people aren't talking about it.
So we'll be sending out a letter to all staff members letting them know what our policy is at the beginning of the year and letting them know that they can ask people who are wearing open carry handguns that they would need to leave the premises.
Raquel DeDomo is the brand manager for the Wheatsville Food Co-op. I caught up with her at their Guadalupe Street location. Beyond the public policy debate over open carry, businesses are considering their customers. DeDomo says a lot of shoppers might feel uncomfortable seeing someone fill up their cart with a pistol on their hip. I surveyed a few random people on the street. Those people were Gabby Utz.
I actually feel indifferent about it because I feel like the kind of people that I would be worried about, they're going to basically do harm if they want to do harm.
Patrick Papa.
I don't think it would personally affect me, but if I were to go into a group, I know that issue would definitely come to effect. I feel like I have a lot more friends who'd be against it.
And Josie Johnson.
I would like to frequent businesses that would not have open carry. I would feel a lot more comfortable with my family in that setting.
But banning guns could anger customers in favor of open carry. The choice is even trickier for businesses where staff might be especially nervous seeing someone walk through the doors with a firearm. Think jewelry stores or banks.
Just where all the money is.
John Heasley is general counsel for the Texas Bankers Association. He knows a handful of places that will allow open carry, but
I think the majority of banks will probably end up posting the signs.
Here's what he means. To prohibit open carry, a business needs to post a special sign. Right now, businesses banning concealed weapons post a notice called a 30-06, or a 30.06 sign. A 30-06 is a kind of rifle, but 30.06 is also the numerical designation for a section of the state penal code dealing with concealed carry. Well, now, businesses that want to ban open carry have to post a separate sign. It's called a 30-07. Both notices must be in a certain font and posted in English and Spanish.
These are not going to be small, inconspicuous signs. They're going to be highly visible all over the state. And I think folks in Texas are going to start seeing them in more and more establishments.
Back at the Wheatsville Co-op, Raquel DeDomo says their 30-07 sign is going up tomorrow.
This is what a lot of the other grocery stores are doing right now in Texas.
So what sounds like a tricky time for some Texas business owners, maybe a boom time for the Texas sign-making industry. Moz Bouchel, KET News.